Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each and every week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel, who's feeling pretty good about his baseball team.
Hi, Ian. How are you? And yes, I am.
I'm doing well. I'm excited for Friday. But before we can do this week's show, let's go over the challenge from last time. I said, start with the term hitting coach. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word term that might describe what a team celebrating winning the NLCS will have. What are the words?
Well,
they are chaotic night.
Yeah, we've had a few of those recently in the baseball universe, I would say, for sure. All right, Ian, on October 19th, 1966, NHL Hall of Famer Bobby Orr played his first regular season game with the Boston Bruins. Playing against the Detroit Red Wings, Orr scored one assist. His first NHL goal would come 6 days later in a game against the Montreal Canadiens. Orr would play in the NHL until 1978, when he scored his final goal against the Red Wings. He became the youngest player inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame at age 31. To honor Bobby Orr's accomplishments, each answer this week will be two words, where the first word ends in O-R, and the second word starts with R.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
What pseudonym was used by Benjamin Franklin on a yearly publication from 1732 to 1758 that featured a calendar, the weather, poems and stories, and many of Franklin's famous aphorisms?
Poor Richard.
That's right. And he also used another version of that pseudonym, Richard Saunders, and there are some varying stories as to whether he borrowed it from somebody with their permission or he stole it without their permission or who knows. It was a long time ago. Who remembers that? In the second verse of his 1967 hit song Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison laments, "Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, going down to the old mine with a what?"
Transistor radio.
That's right, a transistor radio. And reportedly, Van Morrison receives no royalties from that song because of how the contract was written with the record company that released it. And as of 2015, Brown Eyed Girl was the most downloaded song of the entire 1960s.
Wow.
What 2017 film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe stars Chris Hemsworth as the title character, who must escape in time to save the realm of Asgard from his older sister Hela, played by Cate Blanchett, before its destruction brings on a series of catastrophic events?
Oh, I feel very fortunate to get this. Thor Ragnarok?
That's right. And there's a little trick there. There's a colon in between all the letters, but it does work. Who was born in New York City in 1884, preferred to be called by her middle name from a young age, wrote a syndicated newspaper column titled My Day beginning in 1936, and served as the U.S. delegate to the United Nations General Assembly from 1945 to 1952.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right. And in addition to all of those things that I mentioned, Roosevelt was also the first chair of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights, and she was also the first chair of the Presidential Commission on the Status of Women. And finally, Lord Grantham's three dogs on Downton Abbey, Brian Griffin on Family Guy, and Mr. Peanut Butter on BoJack Horseman are all what breed of dog?
So a dog that ends in O-R.
First word is a place name.
Oh, Labrador Retriever.
Yes, Labrador Retriever is correct. Well, Ian Pickus scored more than a hat trick today. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word transistor. That's T-R-A-N-S-I-S-T-O-R. Change one letter to an H, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of a hockey team. What is the team?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.